Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
And Washington is in Minneapolis to take on the Vikings on Sunday. News today that Jaden Daniels was a full participant in practice, although it does not sound like that means definitively that he's been cleared for contact. Those two things are not the same. But this is progress, and hopefully trending toward him being cleared and getting to play against the Vikings would be great to see. A five-game sample of Daniels to end the season. But Danny, other than Daniels, and maybe there's someone out there that wouldn't put him on their list anyway, although I think he probably should be added to any list put together. I want to know what people feel best about going into 2026 for this football team. What are the areas where you're super encouraged and you feel like they've actually made enough progress and the trend is productive enough that you fast forward into next September and you're really confident in what this team's going to look like? Like, I'll give you an example. I love what's happening on the offensive line right now. I think that the line is meshing and coming together in a way that excites me. They handled the Broncos brilliantly in a matchup against one of the best pass rushing groups in the NFL. The Broncos pressure this season at an NFL best 41% rate, and in their game against Washington only got pressure 17% of the time. The Commanders had the most success keeping the Broncos from the quarterback area of the pocket that any team has had since week 3 of 2023, when the Broncos defense gave up 70 points to the Dolphins over 2 years ago. And that performance, while an indicator statistically, is just an example of many I could provide about how I feel about this O-line with Tunsil, who's the real deal at left tackle. Biotish under center, at center, is under contract next year. Cosme had the highest PFF grade in the NFL this past week, has come back into his own, starting to look like that Pro Bowl caliber player he was before the ACL injury. And Connerly at right tackle is becoming exactly what they thought he would be as a first-round pick. He's playing his best football right now. I left guard out because I don't really know what direction they go in. They could re-sign Chris Paul, who's been very solid, and they could, on the cheap probably, just keep the former seventh-round pick around as the starter. Or they could go back to Brandon Coleman this offseason, who they once drafted last year in the third round. Either way, it's one position of five. It's the interior, it's guard, and I think you got two viable options there. But as of right now, Danny, the O-line might be the area of the roster I feel best about going into next year outside of Jaden Daniels.
It's mine, too, and that's not a great exercise if we both are like, yep, the O-line, that's the most solid area that's had the most continuity this year, that's had the least disruption. The craziest thing that happened is one guy beat out another guy for a job that we didn't expect, and he started every game, and Chris Paul beating out Brandon Coleman. So I rubber stamp all of that. That's the area there's been the best performance, most consistent performance, most, you would say, consistency there in terms of not only the play, but also who's coming back next year. Continuity is the word I'm looking for. So yeah, I think that's the answer. Here's mine, though, that I would add to it, right? I actually think the defensive line is not in a terrible spot. Dorrance Armstrong is under contract for not all that much. Now, obviously this is health dependent, all these positions are, but I don't know that they move on from Daron Payne. The cap savings isn't outrageous. Maybe he's back. He's actually had a pretty decent year for the most part. You add in Javon Kinlaw, you add in Dorrance Armstrong back. I think they're probably going to attack that area, either in free agency or the draft, whether it's defensive end or some more along that defensive front. But if you remember, when they were healthy, that was, seemed like eons ago, ages ago, they were rushing with four, and they were getting home at a pretty good rate. They were bothering opposing quarterbacks. Remember that? Do you guys remember all the pressures? Do you remember that they were as effective as anybody beating offensive lines early on this season? And that's all kind of dried up and gone away as Wise got hurt, as Armstrong got hurt, as Moore's been put on dudes like Jacob Martin and
Don
Miller turning every day.
Don't you think those numbers were misleading because of the Giants and Raiders games?
Yes, to a degree. To a degree.
They just got fat on a couple of bad offensive lines in the first 3 weeks. So 6-7 weeks into the season, they were in a place where, you know, they were a top 10 pass rushing group.
And I don't think they were that. I think you're right that it was a bit of a mirage, and we, you know, eventually we'll throw out the Russian judge and we'll kind of come back down to a more equalized place. But I think this defensive line, as assembled with some upgrades that I think they're going to do, I think they recognize they need to do that. I think it's going to be a decent group. I think it'll be the second most solid position group that I feel like is going to be on this roster next year. I feel decent about the direction it's going. Not great. It's not nowhere near the offensive line. I don't feel as good about cornerback, safety, linebackers. I don't feel particularly good about receiver. I've kind of seen how they want to address that position. Running back, to me, is sort of pedestrian. Jaden Daniels, obviously, is the we've already said, let's put that aside, the obvious answer. Tight end, I have no idea what they have beyond Zach Ertz, who they seem to not be able to quit. So to me, the defensive line is kind of the next group where I went, I remember when that group was okay, and I'll take that.
That's interesting to me, because I would say that's one of the groups I feel worst about going into the offseason. Because other than the interior with Payne and Kinlaw, what else do you have, really? Armstrong's coming back from a pretty serious injury.
Yes, he is.
By the way, he was playing great football, but that was the best he's ever played in his career, and hopefully he finds that again. But that's kind of been an outlier in terms of pressure rate, sack percentage. That's not what he's always been, and now he's coming back from a legit injury. I really like this Jacob Martin guy that they've got on the outside now on a one-year deal, but there's a lot of guys like that around the league. Don't know if he comes back or not. Could be due for a decent payday based on having some career numbers as a pass rusher. Von Miller is going to leave, and that's fine. Preston Smith won't be here. Eddie Goldman is twice missed seasons in retirement already, and he's going to be a year older. There's a good chance he's not back. Johnny Newton, at the beginning of the year, I was very, very confident that this was going to still be an impact player. I don't feel that way at all right now. He's getting outsnapped by, you know, guys that they didn't draft or spend any money on right now. So if you're saying on the D-line, who do you feel great about moving forward? It's Kinlaw, Payne, and not much else for me. So you're saying, well, what if they spend money? Yeah, well, I mean, I could play that game, I guess, at any position. Do I think they'll draft someone in the top 10 at the edge? Maybe. Probably.
That's kind of what I'm looking at. But
I could say that about receiver then.
Sure.
They'll bring in Brandon Ayuk, and they'll do this and that, and next thing you know, it's Terry and that guy and Lane and Luke, and, you know, based on the guys that are currently here that'll be back, you could take everybody but the two D tackles, and I would be okay with it, just based on the season they're having.
Hear what you're saying. I think Dorrance Armstrong may be a little bit more bullish on his renaissance than you are, and you're right at coming back from injury. This all assumes health. If we get five games and then he, you know, goes on the IR again.
He's fine. Like, he's an okay player. I just don't think, you know, when you watch the rest of the NFL and you see what the really good guys do.
Well, sure. He's not a game-wrecking world beater.
Right.
But I guess my point is, this is the, we're grading on a curve here with this roster that I think is bad and needs an overhaul. That group to me is okay. And I feel better about that group than I do about corner, linebacker, safety, wideout, tight end. And I've just named every position group. So to me, like, the defensive line isn't good. I'm not telling you they're top 10 in the league, but the trend line to me is they're fine, and I think they're going to address that this offseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.